Scrubby from the Road Deaf Bereavement Charity SCARD. Good morning to you, John.
Morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Does it surprise you that so many drivers spot people breaking the law?
No, it doesn't, not at all. I share the sentiments of your people on that little sound clip there. We all see it day in, day out.
The consequences of using your phone when driving can be massive, can't they, John?
They can, and it's not just the financial side and the penalty points. I've dealt with many, many collisions as a former traffic police officer with people involved in crashes while on the phones or distracted by something either inside or outside the vehicle.
And that's despite hand-free kits and, you know, and other technology making it easier for people to not use their phones.
It makes it easier for people to use the phone, but it's still the distraction part, even with the hands-free. The phone should not be in use in the car at all.
And, of course, losing a loved one through an incident on the road, you know, it's going to be devastating. It must be devastating.
It is. As I said, as a former traffic officer, I was an FOL, family liaison officer, for over 10 years. I've done that lonely walk up the garden path to break the news to a family and destroy their lives so many times. It's just incredible.
And why do you think some people think the laws don't apply to them then, John?
I think, I don't know whether it's ignorance or whether it's just plain stupidity. But there are so many people out there. I mean, your people now listen to this programme, setting off on the school or the morning commute. No one's intending to go out and do any harm to anyone else. But by picking up your phone, by speeding, even a few miles up, now we're over the posted limit, that could trigger that chain of events leading to the tragedies that we deal with.
So what is the answer here, John? More of these undercover operations by the police and National Highways?
Yes, I wouldn't call them undercover operations because there are plain vehicles out there, not just lorries. It's a great idea to have these wagons out on the road. But you don't know who's following you. It could be an officer in a plane vehicle. Mm. I mean, I've been out in a marked car before and had people overtaken us texting. It's just that crazy.
While we've been talking, we've had messages carried in. I want to read this one out from Theresa in Luton, which echoes what a lot of people are saying. Actually, the car manufacturers are putting screens in cars, for goodness sake. With advanced technology, it must be possible for car manufacturers to install software that disables phones.
Well, it's there, isn't it? The driver is capable of turning his phone off. It beggars belief that people are still actually using their phones while they're driving. There isn't a person out there that doesn't know it's illegal. And they'll just take the risk. They'll look into a false sense, perhaps. You know, I've got away with it so far, I'll live it again.
Well, John, I appreciate your time, and thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.